sometimes people struggle with identifying what those are. How can I grow? How can I go to the next level? I want to propose an idea to you real fast today on this beautiful Friday that maybe that thing
I've always felt in my spirit.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt. We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice
and make an impact in this world.
What is up, my friends? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. And on Fridays, it's me and you for just a second, where I share with you things that is making me fidget, making me squirm. I'm struggling with. The struggle bus comes up all up on Heather's neighborhood. And yeah, just what I'm processing through, because, you know, in the show, we talk about leadership, making an impact in the world, stepping up, using your voice, and all the things. And when you feel like the underdog, the outcast, the misfit in your industry, no matter if that is because of the way you grew up, your genetics, you know what I mean? The resources you have, maybe you just think differently. Whatever that thing is that sets you apart and makes you feel unconventional, that is your greatest gift, I really believe, whether it connects you with other people or just makes you more innovative than those around you. However, sometimes your greatest gift disguises itself as like this thing that is going to take you down. And we just want to shift the conversation of the thing that makes you weird is the thing that makes you a freaking amazing. And that's more than a Hallmark card. I'm not trying to be all inspo on you. I really, really believe that with all of my heart. He uses the weak to shame the strong. He uses the unconventional to shame the conventional. That's not the Bible, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that. Y'all, listen, today we are going to be talking about getting unstuck, knowing what to do next. I'm going to just lay out some stuff with y'all super real because this is what I am going through right now. But before we get started on that, we got a text community. Do you want me to text you? Listen, I'm not going to be texting you like every day, not all that. It's just going to be once a week, usually on Monday. I send out a short, sweet text, just kick you in the butt, dude, and give you a sentence that I hope fuels your fire and gets you going at the beginning of your week. All you have to do to be added, it's completely free. All you have to do is text FAM, F-A-M. I'm going to say it again because I know I'm Southern and y'all struggle understanding me. FAM, F-A-M to 844-872-1126. And if you're driving, don't even come back to this later. It's not that important. But again, text FAM, F-A-M, 844-872-1126. You'll be added to that text community. And it's kind of another side of Heather that you don't normally see because I try to be nice. I try to be polite. In my text community, I'm like, get off your ass. You know what I mean? All right, today, how do we get unstuck? How do we know what to do next? I have so much stuff on my to-do list. I have Asana. What up, Asana? It's a project management system. It just kind of organizes your day-to-day tasks. And that mother's growing every day. You know, I mean, it's growing and growing and growing. And there are some like daily tasks on there that I have to do every day to kind of maintain and just upkeep my my business, the podcast, all the content I put out and all that. And then there are those tasks that I keep dragging over to the next day. You know what I'm talking about? Tomorrow. And I've noticed that I'm really good at keeping up with the maintaining goals. And I am always dragging over those kind of bigger goals, the move the needle goals, those things that actually progress you and whatever you want to do. Now, sometimes people struggle with identifying what those are. How can I grow? How can I go to the next level? I want to propose an idea to you real fast today on this beautiful Friday that maybe that thing that you drag over every single day is that one thing that you need to be doing more than anything else. Maybe it's that thing that you are really afraid of, that you're that feels super uncomfortable. I always like to say that fear hints at us. It gives us a hint of what direction we should move. So if I have a lot of fear and anxiety around having X conversation, that's probably the door that's going to take me to the next level, whatever that is. Like, fear is not going to camp out randomly. I think it's more strategic than that. It's not like, I'm going to sit my butt over here, you know, in this random area of Mark's life. What up, Mark? Are you listening? I just made up that name. No, fear goes and plants its butt exactly in front of the door that you need to be walking through. And so you're thinking, what should I do next? Maybe a question is what am I afraid of right now? What am I afraid of? What am I dragging over on my to-do list every single day? What is that? The next thing that we should do is normally very, very obvious to us. It's sitting there staring us in the face, but it's the thing that you are the most uncomfortable with. The interesting thing about growth is it always is wrapped in the package of discomfort. Are you willing to be uncomfortable today? Are you willing to ask yourself the hard question, what am I afraid to do right now? And own up that that is the very thing you probably should be doing. I want to know what that is. Will you find me on social media at Heather Parody? I am literally almost everywhere. And I want you to send me a DM and tell me what is that thing? What is that next thing? I want to encourage you. I want to send you a virtual hug and let you know, friend, that I'm dealing with that too. I'm looking at my Asana list right now and I see two or three things that I am avoiding so much because it makes me so uncomfortable. But I know those are the three things I need to do today. And I'm going to be committed that I'm going to do them today because I'm not going to show up and tell you to do something I'm not doing myself. Are you going to join me? Are you? Again, find me on social at Heather Parody. Let me know what you think of this episode. And if you know of someone who has the same struggle bus parked outside of their house that I have parked outside of mine, will you take a screenshot and send them this episode? Do the thing that you are afraid of. I love you so much. I'm in your corner and I'll see you next week.